Side, 855, 453, kicking off the second hour of the live Sunday show with
Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855, 450 free. As I said, this is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We do bring you live content 7 days a week on Free Talk Live. Always at 7 p.m. Eastern time, whatever time that is in your time zone. You can go look it up online, because I certainly can't rattle off all the different time zones, all these devil times out there. Look, if Eastern time was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me.
8:55. When was it good enough for Jesus?
Eastern time was good enough for Jesus?
It's a playoff of the old, there's an old Texas politician that said if the King James Bible was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for them.
And
I thought it was very,
I was
going to
say, because in Alaska, now you have the time, you have the problem where, you know, the land of the midnight sun, where the sun is constantly going for 30 days or whatever, and they actually run off, to judge the Sabbath, they base it off of Jerusalem time.
Oh, interesting.
Not Eastern time.
But. All those Jews in Alaska.
Well, there's a lot of Adventists up there, not Jews.
Ah, yeah. That would make some sense.
Yeah.
They've got to get away from that. They've got to get as far as possible from the fermented food. 855 450 free. Call in if you're offended by my comment about Adventists. Stephanie, we're reading an article about how
you're
going to
get people calling about the Urantia book.
I know what that is.
If there are Adventists out there, please call in. I want to talk to you.
What's the Urantia book?
The Urantia.
Somebody called once about it, actually.
Okay, this was the, like, oh, God. It was something to do with, like, aliens.
Yeah,
and
it
something.
Has
the,
aliens.
The Urantia book is the, it supposedly was written by one of the Kellogg family, which the Kellogg family was part of the Adventist Church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Okay.
And so they wrote this book, the Urantia book, and it's all about how it's actually, a quarter of it is about Jesus' life. And, in fact, that's one of the more interesting parts about it, is because it's so very descriptive of Jesus' life that it makes you wonder, hey, was somebody, did they get this from, like, some kind of first-hand information that's not actually in the Bible? But anyway, it's all about, yeah, aliens, that seeded this planet and everything. And it's a whole religion. It's kind of a quasi-Christianity. But at the same time, it admits that the Jews worshipped a volcano, back in the day.
Mount Sinai, never active. There weren't any active volcanoes in the area, as I understood it. But they picked up the mountain god thing from another, basically these religions in the area were all very similar. They say that Zoroastrianism was the pre-runner to
I would agree
to Judaism and that sort of thing. So that they actually picked that mountain worship thing up from another group of people that were near a more active volcano.
Yeah, they probably got it from the Kenites, which their name is Kenites based on Canaan, which is where
Phoenicians.
Well, that's
part of a type of Phoenician.
Yeah, because it's not exactly the Levant, which is where the Phoenicians first settled, as far as anywhere in the Fertile Crescent. But Moses, when he left, Egypt after beating up or after killing another Egyptian, he went to the Kenites, and then suddenly he comes back with this new religion. And so you have to wonder, was that where they got it from? But just a real quick shot of an interesting thought is that if you actually look at where Moses got the Ten Commandments from when the throne came down. It actually says in the Bible that it was cut from the throne of God. And if you look at the word, the Hebrew word for what the throne of God is made out of, it's sapphire. And so, potentially, the Ten Commandments are made out of sapphire, not stone.
Good heavens, that would be expensive documents.
Anyway, just a funny little comment there. Okay.
Stephanie, bring us back on track.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get right back.
Okay.
I can't spell Urantia, by the way.
U-R-A-N-T-I-A.
Yeah, there you go.
Your and range. It is a book that you will question whether a human wrote that, but anyway.
Okay, Brian. So news works like a drug. That's the next reason that news may not be in the best interest of your health, or being glued to the news anyway. As stories develop, we want to know how they continue. With hundreds of arbitrary storylines in our heads, this craving is increasingly compelling and hard to ignore. And, that's pretty true. It's addictive. Like, have you ever noticed, how people will call themselves political junkies?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And when I was in Manchester for Radio Row, we go up once every 4 years to watch them trot out the political candidates for president. And you'll see these hangers-on, people that just follow this stuff around, and they don't even, like, wait, what are you doing here? I just like to see the action. They're really just junkies.
Yeah. Do they seem like particularly happy people in general?
I don't know if they're happy or not. I mean, they're happy to be there at that time, but so's a junkie when they're, you know, getting a hit.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you get a vibe from people, you know.
I don't know.
Have you ever been around people and then you can just tell, like, something's not striking me right about that person, you know?
I don't know. When one goes ahead and makes... It's hard to make judgments like that because I can't possibly be the thermometer
okay,
for everybody.
I was just wondering. Anyway, the next reason is news waste time. Now, I think it's not a waste of time if it's something that you enjoy doing, you know, even if it's not conventionally considered a productive task, right? It's not necessarily a, quote, waste of time, right? That's sort of a judgment.
Productive, though, right? That's the question.
Yeah, but is the goal in life to be as productive as humanly possible? No, I don't think so.
I don't think it necessarily is, but let's look at what's productive and what's not, because news is cloaked in productivity. Like, it feels like you're getting information that you can use, and they'll actually say that.
Right.
News you can use.
Right, but as they pointed out a little earlier in this article...
You can't.
It doesn't really affect
you
your
can't.
Life in any way. So they say, basically making the point, if you read the newspaper for 15 minutes each morning, I don't know who reads newspapers anymore, but let's say if you read blogs every morning that are news blogs, and then you check the news during lunch, and then you check it before you go to bed, and 5 minutes here and there when you're on the toilet or something, then it's going to add up, and pretty much... You know, after a week is over, you've lost about a half a day reading the news, and you only have so much time in this world, and is that how you want to be spending a half a day each week? And, I mean, there's no judgment from me there. Like, if somebody really likes to read the news and thinks that that's contributing to their happiness, that's fine. But, you know, it's not a bad idea to just assess how much time one is spending reading the news, and if that's something that you... that is in line with your values, that is in line with how you want to live, you know?
I do think the point of life is to kind of seek happiness, you know? So if that makes you happy, then go for it. But, I mean, I do think you need to assess, is it actually making you happy, or is it just like, you know, making certain things fire off in your brain? But I wonder if you read this, if you switch the word newspaper for news feed, and then how much of a waste of time is it?
Oh, are you talking about
I'm
Facebook?
I'm talking about
or
Facebook. Because
even your favorite Google Plus?
Yeah. No, that's not a waste of time because things are actually informative there, and you actually learn things as compared to finding out what someone had for dinner or looking at cat pictures.
Oh, come on. Nobody posts cat pictures on G+. Is that what you're telling me now?
Just now I've noticed some. Probably because of its increased popularity, just now they're starting to post cat pictures.
Let's see. You liked it before it was cool, and they weren't any of those damn people.
Yeah,
you're
going to
have cat pictures.
But really, I mean, how many people complain that, you know, wow, I just got on Facebook, and next thing I know, 3 hours have passed? You know, I mean, how many people say that?
Yeah, I have to admit, if I'm totally honest with myself, I do think that I could benefit from looking critically at how much time I spend on Facebook.
I find that... I find some stories on Facebook, which, you know, it's my job to look for interesting news stories, and the people that I have on Facebook
are justify it however you want,
right? Are more likely to post stories that are, you know, relevant to Free Talk Live, and so I do find that Jim once every 150 posts or whatever.
You need an intern, Mark.
But I don't usually spend that much time going, like, paging through what people have said. It's like built-in vanity of mine. Whatever is going on with these people, whatever.
Sure. Yeah, I do see it as, like, I think if you do change the words there, suddenly this whole comment about news wasting time suddenly makes more sense.
Yeah. So the next reason that news may not be healthy is it makes us passive. That's what he's saying, the author of this piece here. News stories are overwhelmingly about things that you cannot influence, and that is totally true. We talked about that tonight. The daily repetition of news about things we can't act upon makes us passive. It grinds us down until we adopt a worldview that is pessimistic, desensitized, sarcastic, and fatalistic.
Yeah.
The scientific term for this is learned helplessness. It's a bit of a stretch, but I wouldn't be surprised if news consumption at least partially contributed to the widespread epidemic of depression.
This fatalism and sarcasm, to me, they're so debilitating in life. Like, I just don't like that. And don't want it in my life. 855-453, Free Talk Live. Does it affect you? 855-453.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face.
I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033. That's 1-800-458-1033. 1-800-458-1033.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, I don't know if there's something wrong with our phone lines tonight, but they haven't rang once.
Somebody said they were having trouble getting through.
Yeah, well, I don't
we
know.
We tried to look into that, but we're not really sure what's going on.
At this point, no one...
We do have Skype, though. That's an alternative to calling us on the phone. You can.
If you're having trouble getting through, you can use lrn.fm on the Skypes. Just go use your Skype client and look for us. We're at lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And again. Stephanie. we introduced ourselves
already?
Yeah. That's your working memory, Mark.
That's
right. It was all full.
Yeah, it's been destroyed.
Too many blocks.
Destroyed by drugs. if you're looking for camping, hunting, or survival gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go to get all the outdoor equipment that you might want. Name brands at rock bottom prices. Whether it's knives or scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, ammunition, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. It's manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned, and you can trust them. I've been using them for years now. Manventureoutpost.com. They've got rock-bottom prices. Go check for yourself at manventureoutpost.com. And Stephanie, I'm glad the story got held over from last night. I've had this in my show prep for a week, and I've, it's bebopped around between Ian and I, but never quite made it on air. And this is one where, apparently from the Raw story at rawstory.com, it's dated April 10th and written by David Ferguson. Washington State is suing a florist who refused to supply a gay wedding. So, apparently, the State of Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a consumer protection suit against Arlene's Flowers and Gifts in Richmond. This is Richmond, Washington. I don't know how many Richmonds there are in the world, but there's certainly a few. And she had refused to supply flowers for a same-sex wedding. It's kind of an interesting story.
So, the first thing that comes up for me is that is this lawsuit at the behest of the couple who wanted to hire the florist?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. See, I have to say, as a preface to this whole issue, I can see where it's going, and I'm disturbed, right? Because I really support gay rights. I'm a bisexual woman myself. You know, perhaps this is something that could affect me even. Even if it didn't affect me, I would still support it. But the idea of suing somebody to get them to do business with you, business is a voluntary interaction, and no matter how much we might dislike this florist and think, oh, they're a bigot, why use the government and why bring a lawsuit against them to try to force them to serve you? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, I think that there's a good reason to scare people who are in business into doing what you want them to do. And it's interesting. There's this this gal here that from the florist gal says that Arlene was apparently a customer, and when he had decided to get married, and before he got through, Arlene's giving the story here, says he decided to get married, and before he got through, I grabbed his hand and said, "I'm sorry, I can't do your wedding because of my relationship with Jesus Christ." We hugged each other, and he left. And I assumed that was the end of the story. Even Ingersoll and his partner, Kurt Fried, also Arlene's customer, went online with their story, which sparked outrage around the world. Stutzman refused to change her decision. "It's a personal conviction," she insisted. "It's not a matter of being right or wrong. It's my belief." Ferguson's office, this is the Attorney General's, fired a complaint in whatever superior court, and Stutzman's attorney told the Intelligencer that they were enlisting the aid of anti-marriage equality groups across the country. And basically, this woman is being made an example for, people are using the apparatus of government to get what they want. And
yeah, I believe
in gay rights. I believe that gay people should be able to get married if they want to. But I believe that people should be able to do business and associate with people that they want to associate with, too.
Yeah.
Because if you can pick, as far as I'm concerned, if you can pick whose people's customers are, I mean, what's this, Ingersoll? Is that the gay guy's name here? One of them. One of his names. Should he be forced to do business with people that hate him?
Yeah, right. It seems like a real double standard as far as how relationships work. Wait a minute, I should be able to choose who I want to have a relationship with, but then
they
the business
can't.
Owner can't have who to choose what customers they want to have a relationship with.
I get to pick which florist I want to go to, but that florist doesn't get to pick whether or not it wants to do business with me, and that just seems wrong at its basis.
There are a lot of other ways to address this, too. Like, I think this florist, I totally disagree with what they've done, and I am not fond of them based on this story. However, you know, one thing I would start with rather than suing them would be leave them a bad review on Yelp, contact some media.
I think that's far more powerful.
Yeah, probably is. I mean, I know this lawsuit's getting attention, but I mean, you can, there are other ways to bring up attention, right?
See, now what I have a problem with this florist whore is that she knew this guy was gay and she was doing business with him already. If you're not going to do business with somebody who for their gay wedding, don't do business with them at all.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? Say, get out of my shop, you dirty sodomite. You know, I'm just saying, she was taking this dude's money for years.
Yeah, so why is it suddenly a problem when he decides to get married?
Right, and I support her right not to have to do flowers for a gay wedding because of her religious principles, but I think that she's compromised her principles in this area, and I don't accept that. And
it's kind of like if you go to a Chinese restaurant and you say, "Give me some Indian food," and they say no, and then you sue them, right? Like you're asking a business to do something that they just don't want to do, and.
If you can't discriminate with whom you do business, then, I mean, you know, they say that, you know, I think that you should be able to discriminate who you do business with in every way, who you hire as an employee, who you go to work for.
Yeah.
Does it say what the nature was of their business relationship beforehand? Because I wonder, what I'm wondering is it this Christian woman, right?
Yeah.
If she has the caveat of, well, when I did business with him before, I wasn't supporting his gayness, his gayety, you know what
gay
I mean?
Gay lifestyle.
Yeah.
If that's what she's going to say, then that's a fine answer for me. So I have the unenviable position of supporting the gay couple in that they should be able to get married and have somebody supply flowers to their wedding. But I support the business person in, for whatever reason, she doesn't want to serve this couple. That's fine by me, but I think that her reasons are just a little flimsy. That if she was going to be a principled Christian about this, she wouldn't be yoking herself with unbelievers. She'd only be supplying flowers to...
I don't think she's really coming from a logical, like, principled position anyway. It's probably more just like, I have this really emotional reaction to homosexual people because this is what I learned growing up.
I don't know that that's even true. I don't think she has a bigotry towards homosexual people. She was doing business with the guy. She held his hand. She liked the guy. She hugged him. It's just that she's got this kind of, you know...
But why...
This 4,000-year-old bigotry that stuck around that somebody wrote down in the book and we got to stick with it.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's not even...
If I were him, I'd want to find another florist.
Yeah, same here.
855-453. What are we not seeing in this that you see? 855-453.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge in I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom-designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Give us a call on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. If you've considered getting some storable food for emergency situations, it's probably not a bad idea. You never know what's going to happen. But it's a good idea to have some food on hand. The place to go is food.freetalklive.com. There we have teamed up with it's buyemergencyfoods.com to bring you the Legacy Premium brand. And the Legacy Premium brand is singular in the stored food industry in that it is it's the only one that is 100% GMO-free, the only one that's 100% MSG-free, the only one that's artificial flavor-free, the only one that's preservative-free, and certainly the only one that's all of those free. And you can do that for less than $1.50 a meal.
Cheaper than fast food.
It's less costly than fast food, and it's a good meal. And all you have to do is add water and prepare. You can have it on hand. Go to food.freetalklive.com. It's good for 25 years. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, if that's what you want. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. It's free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL there. Get an additional 5% off. Get it for less than $1.50 a meal at food.freetalklive.com. You can trust them. They make good products. I've eaten them, and I think they're great. Food.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this story out of Washington State where this florist, she had a customer. His name was Ingersoll, and they her name was Stutzman, and well, the gay couple wanted the florist to provide flowers for their wedding, and I guess they'd done some business with her in the past, but she wouldn't do their wedding because of her relationship with Jesus Christ was what her claim was. So I know how you feel about that as an atheist. I do think that religions bring sort of unnecessary prejudices around, but at the same time, I think people have the right to not do business with anybody that they don't want to do business with for whatever reason.
But even if I was, like a Baha'i or a Buddhist or something, I wouldn't and I was gay, I wouldn't want to deal with someone whose book just clearly says, you know, if a man sleeps with a man, you got to kill him.
But that's the Old Testament, though.
Yeah, but I don't like that argument.
It's still there, though. So is it true or not? I mean,
well, my point into that is that if it's the Old Testament, okay, so then you just believe in Christ. But then what's your proof for Christ? Your proof for Christ is because the Old Testament was prophesying him for 2,000 years. Which is it? You can't just throw that. And then
the prophecy. They just cherry pick it, though.
The claim is that the prophecy is completed with Christ.
Yeah. All right, but wait a minute now. Because, okay, you want to take the words of Christ. So let's take the words of Christ. If that's all you believe in is the words of Christ. Well, Christ, the only time he ever quoted God in Scripture, he quoted the book of Deuteronomy, which is the very book that comes right out and says, one of many, but that comes out and says, kill those homos.
But he's not quoting that passage. And
no, but if the book of Deuteronomy is good enough for him, I mean, why isn't it good enough for every other Christian?
Well, he's dealing with people. I can see how some people, look, it's a religion, right? And
right.
So you make it up as you go, and some people have decided that the law is complete with Jesus Christ, and I get that. But they then don't have any arguments against homosexuality because the law is complete. All of the statements against homosexuality are in the Old Testament.
No, that's not true, because Romans 1 is very clear in saying that humans were giving over to carnal pleasures. Men were sleeping with men. And this is Paul. I mean, this is the Apostle Paul. Now, I know there's people who throw away that, too. But again, it's like, okay, what am I, you know, when you start throwing away three-quarters of the Bible, what am I dealing with, you know?
I think the words of Christ are, they put them in red letters, and that's what a lot of people go for. And
sure.
I still have problems with those red letters at times.
Sure.
But I can see how some Christians choose to not believe that homosexuality is a sin against God, and how others do. And I think that if they are going to have, that's their religion. And
right. That's fine. You're exactly right. That is their religion. But me, if I was a gay person, and again, even if I was religious of some other type than an Abrahamic religion, and I know somebody accepted essentially a book that, you know, said they wanted me dead, I wouldn't want to deal with them. I mean, I'd want that. You know what I mean?
I can totally see why some people would want to do business with them, why some people wouldn't. I mean, it's interesting that Christians will often put that little fish in the phone book, or, you know, back when they had phone books. And
we need like a voluntarist version of that.
I think it's a bad idea. I think that we need to do business with lots of people in order to spread our ideas, and that these are the way W.E.B. Du Bois believed that.
Well, this lady thinks she's spreading her ideas too. She probably. Does she think it's going to make this guy straight?
I think that this news story about this woman is absolutely called for. I think that the suing, on the other hand, is uncalled for.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yep.
So I think that the social pressure will change people's minds when florists say, oh, my God, I don't need a story like that written about me. That might change people's minds, but.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, like, if someone's discriminating against me for whatever reason, I don't want to force them to do business with me. I might want to let other people know about it so they don't encounter the same problem, but I want to only work with somebody who wants to work with me, right? Who doesn't have those biases against me.
I think that, you know, if you use the sort of, if you, you know, just boil this down, you'll find that the greatest form of discrimination is the discrimination you have for your significant other. Or others, depending on who you are. So you're going to be as picky in that area as you possibly can be. But imagine if you weren't allowed to be picky. You had to take, you're a straight man and you like petite Asian women, but you have to take the fat white guy because you can't discriminate against people. That's what it's all about. It's all about discriminating. I look at people, I discriminate against them sexually, constantly, you know, because I'm not interested.
Sure.
Brian
made the cut for you. I'm glad he did.
I was talking about for you, Mark.
Brian doesn't make the cut for me. As fine as a cutting of a pose as he makes.
I'm suing you. I am suing. This is madness.
Somebody needs to be sued.
Now, I really want to express some just empathy for what it's like, because there was a time, and it's getting better, but in some places it's still like this, but there was definitely a time when, you know, maybe there were some gay people who lived in towns, and maybe they weren't getting married because they couldn't at that time, but like, if people knew they were gay, like, nobody would do business with them.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are those places still in the U.S.
I'm so glad it's not like that.
It's
getting better. I don't know where those places are and have no desire to go live in those places.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I imagine there's some florists out there that are also in this place and say, look, I can't do your wedding because of what it would be like in the community. Like, I'd have to shut my doors after I did your wedding.
But Washington State, like, that seems like a pretty liberal place. I mean,
it depends on where in Washington State. There's a little line that separates the blue from the red there,
yeah,
in Washington.
But I mean, I'm not picturing this as a situation where, like, these guys are living in Washington State. They want a florist for their wedding, and they can't find a single florist who will work with them.
I don't think it's like that. With the internet, there's an online florist that will get you your flowers, you know, delivered.
Right.
I bet you could call proflowers.com, who's a sometimes sponsor of Free Talk Live,
right,
and they'll go ahead and take care of it for you and deliver you better flowers because they can come directly from the fields rather than going through people.
Maybe they'd even do it for free because they want to show that they support gave rights, you know.
They may very well.
They get
a lot of press.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with the internet, you don't have to worry about that kind of discrimination. Now, if I lived in a town where the florist couldn't do business with me because they felt like, you know, it'd be too bad for their business, I would want to move out of that town, too.
Right.
So this is why I think it's...
That's probably what they want, though, right? They probably want to run you out of town.
I don't want to be there. I really don't.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, I don't care.
Right.
I'm not trying to make a stand for gayness. I'm trying to have a good life.
I'm surprised nobody's saying Pink Mafia.
Pink Mafia?
That this is the Pink Mafia.
It's behind this.
Mark brought this article and I didn't touch it.
It's kind of like the Pink Mafia in the sense that they're using the governmental apparatus to get what they want. So, I mean, I don't think that that's an entirely unfair statement.
No.
We'll talk about that here in a second. 850. Good. 855. 453. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Wrong with the phone lines, and I'm not entirely sure what they are.
We talked about the Urantia book, gay marriage, Jesus,
Pink Mafia,
and the Pink Mafia, and nobody's calling in. The phones are definitely broken. Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, we've had complaints at this point on Facebook. There's been more than one, so I don't know what's wrong with the phones, folks.
But and Skype, I do apologize. Skype wouldn't be broken, so they could call in on Skype if they want to.
If you're an amplifier, you can use the amplifier line.
You're going to trust Microsoft more than the regular phone lines?
Is Skype Microsoft?
Yeah.
It is now. They bought it in 2000.
Very quietly.
I see. Well,
took it over.
You can use, it's worked so far, so you can use Skype, and our handle is lrn.fm. You can use the amplifier line if you are an amplifier, and I don't know if you've got that number handy or in your phone or whatever. Or you can use 603-435-1105 to call in on the studio lines. Not the most efficient way of doing it. The stack system that we have here with Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, is the most efficient way to take calls, but there's something wrong at this point. Everybody says that they call and the phones just ring and ring, and I don't know what's wrong, but you can give us a call at 603-435-1105. That's our backup studio line. Most folks aren't paying.
Get ready for Mark to be really distracted when the phones start ringing. He's the call screener.
That'll be fun. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess just a tip. I mean, with the phone lines, we don't really take calls unscreened on those. Like, we have to wait for a break to screen them.
Yep.
So, you know, if you call at the beginning of the segment, you might be waiting a while.
That's the case.
Just want
but
to
the
let
number
people know.
Is 603-435-1105. And if you're excited about Bitcoin as I am, then get a life. But so, please, come.
I'm offended. I'm more excited about Bitcoin than you.
The reason I'm excited about Bitcoins is I believe they can. They have a huge potential for increasing human freedom. Some people don't agree with me. But I really do think that they do. And I think a lot of people at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments, this is the Bitcoin conference going on in San Jose, May 17th through the 19th, will probably be feeling the same way. So you could be there with us at the crest of the Bitcoin wave at Bitcoin2013.com.
I think it's just getting started.
Yeah, I really do.
That was very poetic, but, you know.
I think so.
And by the way, you say us. Brian and I are also going to be there. You and Ian had announced that you're
so
going to be.
Awesome. I'm so delighted because we couldn't afford to take you.
Yeah, but we decided that it was too good to pass up, so we're going to be there too as free agents, right? We're not going to be representing Free Talk Live.
Exactly. I didn't want to drown in the wave. I mean, that's what I keep hearing.
I'm going to surf that wave.
So there'll be all kinds of experts from BitInstant, BitPay, Coinbase, NerdTribe, Facebook, all over the spectrum of Bitcoins, pointing out how things are going to, you know, how they think things are going to look in the future with Bitcoins. I'm sure there'll be job offerings, networking opportunities, all kinds of different things at Bitcoin 2013. That's at Bitcoin2013.com. And I really am going to have a great time, and I hope that you'll join us at Bitcoin2013.com. So, we were talking about the Pink Mafia here. Now, maybe I don't
know. We have to explain that term,
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe I don't know what it is precisely, but in the last segment, I suggested that, you'd said, I don't know why anybody hasn't, mentioned the Pink Mafia here. And the Pink Mafia sounds like, I don't know, gay people using their power to get what they want. Sounds like them being a mafia. And I suggested, since gay people did use the apparatus of government here to crack down on this woman in Washington State who didn't want to supply flowers to this particular couple's wedding. I think it's reprehensible. I don't think it's a good thing to have done on her part. But since they used the power of the government, the state, to get their group, I'm just willing to go ahead and say Pink Mafia.
Well, it's interesting. Go ahead.
That whole term, like, I guess defined that way, we're talking about a group of people that has been very oppressed until very recently in history. And even now you could make the argument that they still are.
I don't believe in groups of people.
Okay. Well, individuals who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered, especially transgendered people nowadays.
No, yeah, it's tough for them.
Are still,
it certainly is.
You know, legally and culturally, really held down. There are just things that they have to worry about that straight people do not have to worry about.
I got you, but that doesn't matter to the two individuals or the three individuals in this story. Like, in this story, there's an individual.
Well, it matters if you're going to call them the Pink Mafia, because there, I would say that gay people are hardly at the level of that. Like, they are not oppressing the straight people, okay? It's the other way around.
Well, if anybody gets to use the apparatus of government to force people to act in a certain way that haven't harmed anybody, that haven't caused them harm, then they're acting like a thug, whether they know it or not. And a thug.
But everybody does that.
Yeah, they do, but that doesn't make it okay. I mean, you know.
No, but why pick on the.
Do you want me to call it the crippled mafia when they use the apparatus of government to get, to go after.
I don't think that's a very persuasive way to describe it.
I don't think it is necessarily either. I don't think that people. I think that people should use persuasion to get what they want. I mean,
I do too. I just think that term is a little bit. It smacks of like, oh, we straight people are being oppressed. You know, that's what it connotes.
I don't think that we straight people are being oppressed by those gay people, but I do think that this straight person is being oppressed by those gay people. Those two gay people. That's what
they wouldn't be able to do it unless the state was on their side, though.
Indeed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is interesting in the story, and this is kind of what made the pejorative come up to my mind, Pink Mafia. Even though I think, by and large, that's a nonsensical idea that such a thing really like exists. But it talks about all these groups, all these gay rights groups that have kind of rallied behind this. At least that's what I understood from the article.
Yeah, they have.
That's happening. And that's why I was saying, I'm surprised nobody's coming out and saying, you know, is that the Pink Mafia, you know, that
take. I thought that term referred to, like, the prevalence of gay people in Hollywood.
I think that it's largely used there.
Right,
and I think it is used jokingly, too, is what I thought it
was. Well,
right.
I mean, it's a pejorative. There's a couple other words for it. They call it gay mafia or velvet mafia. But, I mean, it's not just Hollywood. It is also the news industry, which is what this would fall under.
See, now, I wouldn't use the term if this was just a news story about this happening, because I think it's news when a florist refuses to provide flowers for a gay couple because of her religion. I think that in and of itself is news. But what's unique about this story is that she's getting sued for it, and that's, I think, what made it news for the news people.
Well, okay, but
and that's, to me, the one pivotal point.
Do you think it would be more news if a florist refused to cater an interracial wedding?
I would think that all of these things are news as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
yeah.
Yes. You know, I would want to know. I want to know about people that are choosing not to do business with other people for reasons that they cannot help.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, as far as this being a gay conspiracy, I mean, I want to quote Henry Rollins, and he did this great stand-up where he says, he goes, okay, let me get this straight. So gay people wake up every morning saying to themselves, the one gay guy says to the other gay guy, I want to destroy the moral fiber of the world, you know, the moral fabric of the world. Let's go get married. You know what I mean? Nobody does that. Nobody gets up in the morning saying, I actually get up in the morning thinking, I do consider how to destroy social conservatism.
I do think that some people say that they want to, you know, they want to see society change in some way, shape, or form. I saw somebody who called themselves a gender terrorist, and because they wanted to show, to throw their transgender, and this was a quote, wanted to throw their transgendered status in people's faces. And I think that this is as damaging to these groups as, you know, the redneck sitting on his porch with polishing the shotgun.
I don't know. I see where they're coming from. I mean, because gay people didn't get rights by just sitting there quietly and trying to act as straight as possible. Well, no, and not rock
let's not
the boat.
Say that we're not trying. That they're not trying to destroy the moral fiber of the world. Then, right? I mean, like some people will define morality as these ancient texts.
And the way I think of morality is it's perfectly fine to
you
love
define it differently than I
the
do.
Same gender.
So, but I mean, from their standpoint, that's their moral fiber, and those folks are definitely trying to step all over their moral fiber. Then, so I disagree, Brian.
Yeah, but okay, just because one group suddenly gets rights that you already had doesn't make you oppressed.
I concur with you, but when you consider your morality to be wrapped up in those ancient texts, I have the difficult position of agreeing with you on every point except this one little bit. As you see, there is a gay agenda, and that agenda is to be accepted and have people accept their personal outlook. And
well, so they want to go back to how it was in Rome and Greece, where they were just normal people. I can't imagine that.
855-453. You see the gay agenda? Is it sneaking up on you?
God.
855-453. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.